Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Now you're welcome back to Breakfast Business with me, Emmett Oliver, sitting in this morning for Joe Lynam. Now, as you've been hearing over the last few weeks, exports in Ireland have been doing reasonably well, but have they actually been doing well? We'll soon find out. It's the manufacturing sector we're looking at this morning. It has actually been in contraction. So it does seem strange when we look at the world trade conditions, but nevertheless, there's some worrying pieces of this. David McNamara, who is AIB's chief economist, is here with me in studio. Good morning to you, David.
Good morning.
As I said in the introduction, CSO has been reasonably okay recently about exports, bit of a recovery on the pharma side, but the PMI manufacturing index, which you guys conduct and carry out, looks a little bit more bleak. We've looked at export sales falling and subdued customer demand. Just talk us through what's going on.
Yeah, so it's a monthly survey that we track the sector. A level above 50 is growth, below 50 is contraction. This month, the index came in at 49.4, so a marginal contraction down from 50.4 in August. And really what you're looking at is a long trend of fairly weak growth or interspersed by months of contraction in the sector over the past couple of years. And it's been impacted by a relatively weak global environment. Manufacturers are typically exporting higher interest rates and generally weak demand. What it says this month is that output fell for the first time since June, reflecting weak demand conditions. And as you mentioned, decline in new orders, and in particular, export orders were weak. Europe cited as a key source of that weakness. That's no surprise to me when you look at some of the macroeconomic data from Germany
and
France. Germany
is the one that sticks out, doesn't it?
Has been quite poor over the past few months. So that's having an impact. And then hiring by the sector also fell marginally in December for the first time since the end of last year. So respondents linking this to, I suppose, a non-replacement of departing staff rather than right-sizing their workforce or actually looking for layoffs. And then a final point, price pressure is still there, still apparent. Inflation, input prices still high, commodities, raw materials cited. And I suppose if I could point to one silver lining in the survey this month, respondents are expecting output to improve. They are expecting that the economy will pick up, particularly globally, over the next year. And that's important because if you're expecting that output will pick up, you'll continue to invest and you'll probably still continue to hire people.
Do you think another part of this is maybe the contraction of the manufacturing sector in Ireland generally over the long term? Obviously, we're more of a services economy. More generally, we don't do that much manufacturing. If you take out the foreign part of the sector, obviously there is some domestic manufacturing. So do you see this as just related to economic conditions or more of a long-term sort of secular trend?
No, I think it's just economic conditions. What we don't get in the survey is a breakdown by sector. So as you mentioned, the pharma sector appears to be picking up this year within our export data after a kind of a post-COVID lull. But you're right, services is the most important part of our economy. It's, you know, it's over 50% of output and about 60% of private employment. So services is the most important, but manufacturing is also important. And I suppose what the survey suggests to me, and we'll get the services survey in a couple of days' time, is that the private sector isn't quite firing on all cylinders.
Now, you also track employment within this. What's happening there? Because that's the concern you have here. Subdued sales pipelines and a lack of pressure on business capacity acted as a brake on staff hiring in September.
Correct. Again, not surprising when you're seeing fairly, successive months of fairly weak output or a small contraction. Companies looking at their staffing levels. And as I said, they linked the fall this month, and it was marginal, to a non-replacement of departing staff rather than layoffs. So what firms are looking to do really is right size in the current weak environment. And that's not really a surprise given the levels of output we've seen in the last few months.
Yeah, obviously inflation is starting to, I suppose, cool off in Ireland. You see it in the US as well. There's a possible rate cut going on there. Is that possibly going to maybe change things a little bit if you just see that inflation environment that kind of came out of the back of the pandemic just easing a bit? How sensitive is this sector, presumably massively so, to costs and inputs?
Highly sensitive. And I think, you know, we've seen over the last few weeks energy prices, oil prices fall in particular across global markets. Manufacturing is at the front line of inflation, so to speak. So, you know, when we saw that inflation spike a couple of years ago, that was immediately passed through to manufacturers via their inputs, via commodities. So the servicing input prices are quite high, certain commodities and raw materials. And what I think over the next few months you might see is those energy price falls start to feed through.
Now, David, seeing as we have you available here and in studio, let's talk a little bit before you head off on Budget 2025. A massive package being announced this morning, or sorry, this afternoon. People using the word giveaway, it's thrown around liberally across this morning's newspapers. Is there a concern from your economic vantage point about an inflationary backlash at the end of these measures as they see it? Obviously, one of them in isolation won't do that, but when you put them together in a package, is that a concern to you?
Yeah, well, look, we have to see the details, first of all, of the budget today. A lot of it has been trialled or kites flown in the media. Often when I prepare for the budget each year, I read the media reports, and then often the actual budget day package isn't as large or as wide ranging as has been reported in the media. So we'll have to wait to see. What did the government say in the summer economic statement? So they said there would be a total budget day package of 8.3 billion euro, most of that going to expenditure measures, so 6.9 billion, and about 1.4 billion into taxation measures. So not quite as big as it was in previous years, where you had those large cost of living packages related to the inflation picture. But again, we have to wait to see what will come in. Fiscal Advisory Council, talking about concerns about a too large of a budget day package being inflationary. Again, we'll have to see what comes out in the wash. So the thing that I'm most interested in is what's the strategy for the Apple proceeds.
That's the piece we're all trying to find out. We're looking for,
that's, yeah. I suppose, the unexpected element that no one was expecting over the last few weeks. So I think the government are set to lay out their plan for the Apple money. I'd be very surprised if they allocated to specific projects, but it'll be more of a medium term.
And they'll have to tell a story, a narrative.
Tell a story, a statement of intent around the Apple money, 13 billion. You won't be surprised to hear economists say we should be very careful, we should put some of it
away for
a rainy day, or we should put it into infrastructure that enhances the capacity of the economy. And Loretta was talking about that already in the last piece.
You're both chiming off each other. Listen, I have to leave it for the moment. We're under time pressure. David McNamara is the Chief Economist with AIB. Thank you very much for joining us in studio this morning.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.